Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, live cattle opened higher yesterday, but could not hold on to those gains. Fundamentals are just not strong enough to trigger any widespread buying interest in traders. Weaker cash this week continues to leave June at a discount to cash with 1 month remaining on the contract, and a lot can happen over the next month with the trade holding a discount. Believing further weakness may develop, packers have been able to purchase needed supply without difficulty, allowing for them to purchase a couple of weeks ahead of time. Hog futures had a substantial price swing yesterday, with early strength succumbing to selling pressure into the close. Traders were disappointed with the direction of cutouts as the morning report showed lower prices. The final print for the day showed cutouts $1.17 lower. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was up a bit, just a gain of 4 cents. Question is whether packers will need to be more aggressive today in their quest to maintain chain speed. July Kansas City wheat is trading 25 cents lower early today, along with a 28-cent drop in Chicago, as traders consider the news Russia will supposedly allow ships carrying grain and food supplies to leave Ukrainian ports safely. The question now is, will anyone want to board a ship or leave port surrounded by Russian warships once you get out to sea? Well, the problem for wheat prices is not so much that anyone believes new wheat supplies are going to magically appear and relieve concerns about world supplies getting tighter in 2022. July corn's trading down 12 and a quarter cents early today, pressured by those reports of Russia's defense ministry saying sea corridors of safe passage will be opened for exports of food to leave Ukraine. No U.S. sanctions have been eased yet, but Ukrainians are said to be understandably wary as intense shelling of 40 towns continue in eastern Ukraine. July soybeans are trading down 2 cents early today, a quiet start with prices holding near the higher end of this year's trading range. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
On the grain of the livestock, June live cattle down 42, 132.30, and August down 22 cents, 132.52. August feeder cattle down 20, 167.95. September down 2 cents, 171.05. June hogs up 2 cents, 109.05. July up down $1.10, 107.95. Now, Kansas City wheat, the July is down 4.5, 12.33 and a quarter. September down 4 and a quarter, 12.38 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July down 6.5, 11.48 and a quarter. September down 6.5, 11.56 and three quarters. July corn's up a half penny, 7.72 and a quarter. September was down 1.25, 7.39 and three quarters. July soybeans down 12 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.